it simple, keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Reggie, and a member of the Green Women Group, which was created from the Healthy Women, Healthy Earth organization. We are educators, grandmothers, mamas, medical professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, artists, students, coaches, and women wrapping our lives around making a difference in this world. It feels good to be on the air again, podcasting about my favorite topics, the green woman and nature. And I hope you continue to stay tuned, as in October, there will be some great interviews coming up to the Green Woman Podcast. So on with the show. As I've mentioned before, the season of summer is about high energy, that we humans are hurrying and bustling about from here to there, vacations, staying up late, and filling our days with many activities. And I know this past summer, it has included me as well. I have not been podcasting for a couple of months because I became a part of that hustle and bustle. Some of it not by choice. There was a couple of weekend vacations up in northern Minnesota, and the love of my life has been searching for a lake home for many years and finally found one. So I spent most of my summer deciding what to pack, then packing, cleaning one house, to all the stuff that goes into moving, to the actual move, then cleaning up the new home, unpacking, deciding what to keep in the new home, to buying what we needed for the new home. In addition to family commitments like birthday get-togethers and the like, whoo, I say to it all. And I love our new home. That my view every morning is the lake, which is so clear and it has so much to offer. But the autumn equinox was last Saturday, September 23rd, and fall is upon us. And I am just in time with mostly everything being put into its new place in the new home. I am also ready to bring back balance in my life and slow down. It's time for harvesting the newness in my life. Bring my creative expression settling into this new home and new area and some introspection for living in a new place. On the equinox, we honor the balance and interaction of the light and the dark. And with that comes the feeling of gratitude for the changes that come with the passing of time. In addition to gratitude, the autumn equinox is an appropriate time to consider finding balance and manifesting abundance into our lives. As nature is bringing balance back to the days and the nights, as well as the temperatures from hot to cool. The energy of autumn is about creative expression, introspection, and harvesting. Autumn can bring mixed feelings for a lot of people because the days get shorter and colder, but this has its place in our busy lives, finding a place to rest and reflect so that actions going forward are informed by our wisdom. Metaphorically, it is the time of year we harvest of the goals of our efforts and intentions you set or planted when the new year started, and now those have been evolving and growing. It is a good time to consider what no longer serves you and what you need to let go of and needs to wither. The changing seasons are key points in the cycle of life in nature and within this cycle of many ancient cultures perceived as a powerful, deeper message for humanity. Such as indigenous cultures recognized earth-based wisdom and understood that the four focal points of the year, the winter solstice, spring equinox, summer solstice, and the autumn equinox, illuminate stages of our inner spiritual journey, a spiritual cycle that the individual takes within themselves. So spiritually speaking, fall represents the harvest time of year, a time to acknowledge growth and expansion as a natural evolution of being human. Our lives go through cycles of growth, harvest, death, and rebirth, just as it does in nature. Fall is a time of the year that we set up our internal space and make room for what's to come in the next year. We create room for our greater visions to grow by allowing the empty space and silence to take hold of our inner spaces. When we clear our internal ground in the fall, we go into dormancy and then rest in the cold and the darkness of the winter. We go in what they call into a hibernation and become creative, but by not doing. I think that's fantastic. By becoming quiet and listening to what is trying to emerge from with us. This is the time of the year to go within and empty out space, composting our old ideas and using the energy they hold to make fertile soil for new creativity and matured visions. Winter is the time of year for rest, when the cold and the freezing becomes the healing that sets the soil for spring and our rebirth. The significance of the autumn equinox for the person walking the spiritual path is the time of the year where we activate our new cycle of growth. As we become silent and rest, we are allowing space for our greater vision to emerge. As these days get shorter and the nights grow longer, we descend into the darkness of the night and face our own inner darkness, the darkness within, such as the ego and the subconscious, to prepare for the birth of the light within, celebrated at the winter solstice. So I hope you take some time this year to acknowledge your life cycle and spiritual path. In doing so, you are honoring not only your own growth and light within, but the ancient wisdom that has served our health and wellness for thousands of years. So I'd like to leave you with a couple quotes. One is from an unknown. May the autumn equinox be the beginning of new things in your life. And the second one is by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall. As always, I would like to give you all a big thank you for tuning in and listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the podcast or tell a friend. Download and subscribe. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, to name a few. Until next time, stay informed, be healthy, live green, and become an activist for your own health. The health of your family and the health of Mother Earth are true home.
Keep it simple. Keep it small, and there will be enough for all. Take a little, give a lot. Thank Mother Earth and Father Sky for what you've got.